It's the Mornings with Ed show, and we welcome you. And what's already been a fantastic week just gets better and better and better. We've got the Golden Sons live in studio. It's a brothers band from Salt Lake City. They are out of Los Angeles right now. Brand new EP, not even out yet, called Denandra. And we're going to hear some great music from them. Let's, in fact, hear the opening song, Denandra, live from our studios, the Julie Lawton Studios here in Laguna Beach. Please welcome Golden Sons.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Let me turn your monitor up just a little bit there. And by the way, if you haven't heard them yet, you will be hearing a lot about them. This is Golden Sons, brothers out of Salt Lake City. That was the namesake from their new EP called Denandra. Let's hear something else from them. This one's called Empty. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Golden Sons.
Thank you.
I feel
that's pretty sweet right there. Golden Suns, and that song was called Empty, off of the new EP called Denandra, not released yet. Come on in, let's have a good conversation. I'm going to let you hear something else from them. This is called Shook. Once again, Golden Suns. Name of the band is Golden Suns, and we have Jansen and Chase in studio with us. What a great sound you guys have, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
How was the drive from L.A.?
It was decent, actually.
Yeah, it was long. It was like an hour and 45 minutes. It was great.
Right. We thought we were going to be late, but
it's the earliest morning we've had in a while.
Yeah, you sound great early, man. Maybe this is a new thing taking off for you guys, right? I mean, we're just going to be performing at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, this is our first time doing this, for sure.
The last song I just heard was Shook. Tell me a little bit about Shook.
Oh. Shook is the first single off of the EP that is... undergoing right now. We're releasing songs,
and that's Denandra is the name of the EP, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shook's the first song we released. It was the first one that we finished, so felt like was ready at the time, so we just like wanted to get something out,
right?
And it's been a minute since we released anything, so we just decided to go with it.
Well, you went with, you know, it doesn't matter how long in between stuff you've released, quality is what counts.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You know, quality,
we
do. Yeah. And we do everything in our home studio too, so it's hard to know when it's done.
Yeah, I get it. And there's a lot. I guess you go. You seem like perfectionists, I would guess. So you're both constantly chopping stuff up, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Always, never calling something done. You know.
Okay. Now, Weston is also a member of the band.
Yeah.
All right, brother Weston. Where is he this morning?
He's in Utah right now.
All right.
He's,
He's holding the fort, I guess.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time back in Utah.
All right. Now the name of the new EP, Denandra, is Denandra a person that we know?
It's kind of funny. It's
Denandra's a name that we came up with for our very, me and Chase, for our very first band when we were like 10 and 8 years old.
Yeah.
We had a band
and for
10.
Some reason, we've always like, we've had a song called Denandra since then. We're like, it just kind of has a cool ring to it.
I was Denandra. He was more. It was like fake names. Yeah. Yeah, I don't
really,
know.
Really, like nothing. Yeah, really, really no like real meaning. It's just kind of like something that we've like
made up like when we were kids.
Yeah, okay. Wrote on forever.
All right. Well, yeah, the song itself, what a great vibe and a great sound it has. The writing that went into it. Tell me about the song itself.
That was one of the first songs we, Jance and I wrote like before this band was even a thing, right?
Yeah.
And we've held off on using it for years.
I mean, as cliche as it is, lyrically, it's a heartache song and trying to, I don't know, it's almost like a persona of like trying to be apathetic, but you really can't like truly get there. And it's like put on apathy,
right?
You know,
right.
Trying. Yeah.
Also kind of funny because we wrote it before we felt any of that.
You're trying to purposely like, not care.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah.
So, okay. I want to hearken back to a previous video that you guys had released, which was called Give It Up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I saw that last night. And I went, wow, some great thinking behind it. It was about bullying. Am I crazy or is there a message of bullying
there
in
is,
that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Is it something you guys experienced or?
So one of our really good friends from Salt Lake City is a really good filmmaker.
Insane.
And he's kind of the brains behind that.
Josh Fletcher made the video.
He's the brains behind that video, and I suppose it's like his interpretation of the song, the meaning of the song. And it's like we bounced ideas off of each other and kind of like came to the conclusion that's what the song could totally be about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, we got to give credit for that
video
to him. Right. We didn't have like much to do with the creative of that video, but he's an amazing.
Well, I got to tell you, the song is the meat of that video, man. It really is. It's the meat and potatoes of that video. It's beautifully written. It's a great song. It's a great song. And I want to tell my listeners now, if you have the opportunity to catch these guys online, go to the video and check it out. It's called Give It Up. Now, Salt Lake City, how long have you been out here?
4.5 years about.
All right. What's the culture change like? Was it huge?
It was huge for me.
Oh yeah.
I had no idea. Like I,
when we left Salt Lake City there, the music scene wasn't thriving.
Wasn't robust.
Yeah.
You like to
exactly.
Say.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, it was pretty backed into a corner.
Right.
That's how we felt.
So not a lot of clubs to, play at, not a lot of bands to compete with.
There's the three clubs that you could play at every other weekend or whatever.
They're all amazing. Know? I know there's more now, but
yeah,
we just played them too much, I feel like. And then we haven't played there since, so we should get back there. You know?
Are you planning on heading back?
Yes. After this releases, we're going to do some touring.
And all right.
Definitely hit the home.
And Utah itself, are there other cities that are kind of hotbeds for music in Utah that you'd visit?
Oh, yeah, Provo. Provo is huge for music.
Yeah,
a lot of good bands coming out of there.
Just south of Salt Lake City.
Excellent.
I would say the music scene there is thriving even more. I only know
about Salt Lake and Provo. I don't know about
I think that they're pretty up with each other, for sure.
It's amazing.
Right. And here in L.A., are we treating you well? Is Los Angeles,
absolutely,
is the market treating you well?
Absolutely.
Sure. Like, our expectations have been blown out of the water.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear.
Yeah.
Made some good friends.
That's cool to hear. I'll say it again, quality shows, man. Once a listener or an audience member hears or sees quality, they're all over you guys, man. Now, the second song out of the gate was kind of haunting. It's called Empty.
Yes.
Tell me about Empty.
I just kind of wrote that I wasn't even trying it to be haunting, you know. It just happened.
It has a really cool haunting sound.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say the song itself
acoustically, we've never done acoustic shows before, so this was kind of a first, but
that was cool, dude.
Thanks. We just went together. The recording sounds a bit different, which you'll hear soon. I think that's gonna be the third single we put out.
All right.
Which will be soon.
Okay. Yeah, there's a bit more energy in it. Yeah. Well, a little less haunting sounding.
Yeah, for sure.
Intended it.
Well, I liked it, man. I got to be honest. I loved the way it sounded. It came out perfectly. You should actually release an acoustic version of that thing, man. Maybe you should. Now, you put the music together at home. You said you have a home studio.
Yeah.
Right. Is there a three-person committee between the three of you, or is there just one of you that does the production?
It's me and Chase, really. Chase usually will start a song, a demo, and do most of the writing, like the meat and potatoes writing, and then I'm more of like the engineer and mixer.
Yeah, he got into like the all of that stuff. I'm not too great with that, but putting the songs together, then he'll mix them and stuff. So yeah, it's kind of him and I doing it right now.
All right. What kind of stuff were you listening to growing up that influences your sound?
Oh man, my parents' music. Like we loved Tears for Fears and Sade. Like vocally, Sade is one of my huge influences.
I'm not even kidding. My favorite female vocalist ever. Yeah, Sade.
Same. Oh yeah. Right. And like The Cure and stuff. But then that's just growing up. Rush
was one of our favorite bands.
We love
they're
Rush.
A three piece.
Still love Rush.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, not just because they're a three piece, but they're just amazing.
When we were really little, our dad showed us Rush, and that's kind of.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, man. Walking down the hallways at school in junior high school, I was Rush. I'm a big Rush here, man. So what was growing up? Now the three of you as a band had been together for how long? When did you decide to make the move into music?
We decided to start playing music when we were, I think I was 8 years old or maybe even younger.
How?
We've been playing.
We started taking it serious in our like early teens,
right?
You know, yeah.
But I learned how to tune my guitar by the time I was 13 or something. You know,
were your parents musically gifted?
No,
they didn't play.
No, our parents didn't. But they're very huge supporters and they back us. They're
clearly, an 8 year old in a band, man.
Yeah, yeah. Right. They always let us have our jam room in the house, and like before we even knew how to play, so they really bared through it.
Yeah.
That's a set of chilled parents right there, man. That's really cool. That's really cool.
Extremely.
What can we expect from you guys here in the near future? What do you got coming up?
Right now we're focusing on our release. We're going to keep putting out singles monthly by monthly. Mm-hmm. And at some point it will become the EP.
All right.
Yeah. And okay. We're just going to our last EP came out a couple of years ago, and from now on, we're just going to keep throwing content out and just keep throwing stuff and rolling.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep it more steady.
Playing a lot of shows in California and in the regional areas.
Excellent. Excellent. We hope we see you down here in Orange County. If you've missed any portion of this, we're speaking with Golden Sons, Jansen and Chase. Their brand new EP is Denandra. You haven't got it yet. You're just getting singles from it, so it'll be released shortly. You can catch this on our podcast, on our website. If you missed any portion of this interview or the live performance, you catch it. You go to our website, you catch the podcast on Mornings with Ed. It'll be up there a little bit later on this afternoon. How do we find you guys? How does the audience find you on social media?
You can find us, our handle on
Instagram. Golden Sons Music.
Golden Sons Music?
Yeah.
Golden Sons Band.
And goldensonsmusic.com, Golden Sons Music, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all the same.
Everything Golden Sons.
Golden Sons,
yeah,
one word.
Spotify, Apple Music, we're on it all.
All right. Well, this has been absolutely cool, man. I couldn't be happier that you guys came in this morning, man. Right on.
We appreciate it, man.
Thanks for coming in. This has been Jansen and Chase. Golden Sons is the band. Again, the new EP is Denandra. Look for it. Great music. Great time this morning, guys. Thanks.
Cheers. Thank you.
All right.